Setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you from Nashville, the Music City, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you get there. In other words, what were you created to do? Why are you on this planet? That is the focus of the show, because we know that everybody was created to fill a unique role. You are needed, and you must do that thing that you were created to do. Somebody out there needs you to be you. We're part of the Ramsey Solutions Network. Dave Ramsey, the executive producer of The Ken Coleman Show, mentor, and overall just amazing, legendary inspiration for all that I do. You've heard Dave say, if you live like no one else, later you can live and give like no one else. And well, I'm going to tell you that if you work like no one else, later you can work like no one else. Do work that is meaningful to you, that gives back to others. It's not about us. It's about what our gifts are supposed to do. We give ourselves away. That's what meaningful work is. Doesn't it have to be something you get an award for? It's about, does it matter to you because it matters to others? You see the connection to your work. So that's why we do what we do. And how we do it is we answer your questions. You have the answers, I promise. I just show you that you have them. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ryan, who's on the line in Scottsdale, Arizona. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, appreciate it. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, obviously, I'm calling about my direction in life here. I'm currently in IT, but considering financial coaching, not sure if I should make that leap or not.
Okay. What are you unsure of? Let's be very specific about the things you're concerned about.
Well, it's nothing that I've really done before.
Okay, so we'll call it inexperience. You're nervous about your inexperience. This is a failure fear, right? You're afraid you might step into this thing and fail miserably, professionally and financially. Is that right?
Yeah. I'd also say that, you know, if I do get into it, what if I don't enjoy it?
Okay.
And then I'm out of.
Why are
IT
you
all.
Okay? But why are you interested in it? Let's identify what is kind of pulling you to it.
Well, I guess it kind of came up a couple months ago where I kind of had a breakdown in what I'm doing with my life. Recovered a little since then, but the financial coaching came up during that time as I was looking at careers and whatnot. So I enjoy that, I think, or I would, because my wife and I have followed Dave Ramsey's steps.
Right.
I have enjoyed applying that and enjoy sharing that
right.
when I can with those around me.
Okay, so here's the situation. You don't need to make this crazy leap off of a cliff. So I want you to kind of take that. Whoa, what's happening there? Just like you went into a wind tunnel.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So Ryan, you're calling me because you're not sure if financial coaching is for you. And I think that's the right question. But how do you find out without making this big leap? And you're acting as though you've got to jump off a cliff. And, well, I'm going to ask Ken if he thinks this is the cliff I should jump off of. That's essentially where you're at this moment in your mind. That's not what you need to do. What you need to do is hang out with some successful financial coaches. And when I say successful, I mean they're paying the bills. They're not struggling. It's not a side hustle. They're doing it full time. You need to sit with them, coffee, lunch, talk to them on the phone, Skype, whatever, through any connections that you have, even if you got to come through our Dave Ramsey network. But you have got to sit down and figure out, is this something that I would enjoy doing? And the only way you're going to know that is if you hang out with people that are doing it. It's the proximity principle that says, in order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. When you get in proximity, Ryan, to people that are successful financial coaches, you are going to get clarity on what all is involved. And then you're going to get confirmation once you know what's involved, what you have to do, what does it take to be successful, what's the day look like, what are the ups, what are the downs. When you have that clarity, then you know confirmation. Oh, okay, yeah, I do want to do this. And then you begin to ask the question, all right, what does it take to get qualified? What do I have to learn, do? Second question, how much is that going to cost me? And then based on my financial realities, how long is that going to take? This is your homework assignment. I can't answer this particular question for you. I don't think there's any question that you're passionate about it because you have used Dave Ramsey's baby steps. You and your wife have used it, and it's been effective for you. So there's certainly a connection to it because it has helped you. But as far as, is that your full-time play? You need that confirmation. So that's what you need to do. So stay in IT right now. Don't have any more meltdowns because you are actively taking steps to see what is my sweet spot. Where can I use what I do best to do what I love to do most? And you have to ask yourself that question. If you were a financial coach, would it allow you to use what you do best?
I don't know.
Okay, what are you most talented at?
I'm good at music. I graduated with a music degree. Uh-huh. So that's another wrench in the pile there. Okay. So I play instruments. I'm good, I think, at being in front of people, leading and speaking.
Do people compliment you on that, leading and speaking? Have you got confirmation from others that this is, in fact, something you do well?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to have some confidence in that and go, okay, now would, forget the music side of this, but do you have the top skills and talents in your repertoire? I mean, the things you do best, will they allow you to become a good financial coach? And it seems to me like yes, because you are a guy who enjoys communicating. You are good at communicating to others, and that's what a coach is. It may not be one-to-many, it's one-to-one. Do you? But I would ask you on the passion side, forget just the money side of things. Do you love that individual counseling / instructing coaching? Yes or no? Do you love doing that? Do you get juice when you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not... Okay, so that right there is exactly why I'm walking you through this process. As it stands right now, Ryan, I think this is something that you would be passionate about, but you need verification. You've got to do the first part of the homework that I gave you. You have got to do that, and it's going to give you the confirmation. The last piece of homework is I want you to actually go through the sweet spot exercise. Write down today the things that you think you do better than anything else and the things that you love to do more than anything else. So certainly you love playing music, performing music. You love speaking in front of people, I think. You need to make the list of what I love to do most and what I do best. Take that list to a group of people who are truth tellers in your life so that they can tell you if you're being delusional, so that we're completely self-aware. And then that is going to validate this financial coach thing. But right now, you stay put until you finish the discovery process. But that's the process right there. It's very simple. Don't move. More of your calls coming right up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special pricing. Shining the light on your path to your purpose, doing work that matters to you, helping you get out of the rat race, the hamster wheel, the agony of Monday mornings. I am Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us all around the country, the only nationally syndicated show in America taking on this topic. You don't need help from DC, so you don't need me to talk about policy. We're talking about your purpose. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We go to Appleton, Wisconsin, where Brad is on the line. Brad, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream. How can I help?
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just need some reassurance. I guess I'm heading in the right direction here. Let me explain my situation. You know, I work for a company that was just recently acquired. There's a lot of uncertainty right now in the future, at least for me and as well as others. But you know, I really want to break out and start something new, something that I've had experience with. And I've gotten reassurance and so forth from others that I'm really good at what I'm doing when it comes to speaking and kind of consulting. And I guess, you know, I started to reach out and have some discussions. I'm kind of in that embark stage, having some discussions with some folks, getting some direction. But I just feel uncertain, like, you know, I feel like I don't have that safety net if I move forward, you know.
Okay. Well, then if that's the big issue, then we just need to create the safety net. And so the safety net is what, money?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I mean, we're my wife and I are through Financial Peace University. We're going through that right now. I'm actually coaching. But, you know, it's the financial piece, I think. It's just having that certainty that we're going to be able to survive.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. But if I took that away, if there was X amount, let's say I put 12 months of your current salary in the bank for you. I just wrote a check right now.
Yep. Yep.
Would you would you have any reservations at all about pursuing what it is that you want to pursue?
Nope.
Well, there's your answer.
No.
I don't think you're quite, unless I'm missing something. Am I missing something? You're not questioning the sweet spot. You're not questioning that you have the skills, the talent to actually do this work that you love. The sweet spot is the intersection of what you do best, Brad, and what you love to do most. I don't think that there's any uncertainty there. This is all about failure financially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's your answer. So tell me, I'm just curious, what is the role? Give me the role that you want to move into, you've already begun exploring.
It's actually speaking and kind of consulting and auditing.
For who?
The speaking would be primarily to just organizations and companies and help motivate people to perform better. Consulting would be, you know, for kind of, I'd be independent, essentially.
But what are you consulting on?
It would be food safety.
Okay, so you want to be a food safety consultant and do motivational speaking as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, I got to tell you something. On the surface, Brad, I'm trusting you that you've got some self-awareness and that you've checked this all out, that you really do have the chops, and not from your friends who just want to make you feel good, but from people who've heard you speak, because these sound like two rabbits to me. And if you chase two rabbits, you won't get either one. It sounds to me like you understand food safety. Is that right? That's your background? You got a lot of experience there?
I've done some auditing and consulting work in the past, and I kind of left that to move into a new role. And, you know, I feel really comfortable in that, and I've had success with that in the past, not as an individual consultant, but you know, I've gotten really high praises for what I've done in the past.
Okay, then here's, how much debt do you have?
Oh, we've got our mortgage, a vehicle, and a small credit card right now.
Okay, let me tell you exactly what I think your next steps are. You got to stay put where you are right now because I know there's some uncertainty, but right now it's your only stability, and you're not in a financial position to jump anyway. So we only jump when we have a big, giant, soft, you know, what do they call those things? You know, the bouncy thing, you know, we want to land on a big, soft air cushion. You don't have that yet. So stay where you are. You keep getting out of debt, and then you move through Dave Ramsey's baby steps. Baby step three, you get the 6 months, 3 to 6 months. I think it's got to be 6 months minimum for you. I think in the meantime, you go ahead and keep doing the consulting or start the consulting, if you will, and you are consulting in this space. It's side money. It's extra money to pay off the debt faster. You get the business launched. You get yourself out there. If you can get a speaking gig for $1,500 or $500, you do that. All of that goes towards getting financially stable, where you're going to need 6 to 12 months in the bank. And I still wouldn't move until I had that side business generating at least 80 to 90% of what you need to make a month. Just keep building on the side. Are you willing to do what it takes? Or are you willing to wait as long as it takes? But that's what you have to do. That's the path. Don't just jump out. So your fears are actually, in this case, well, of course you should be afraid of jumping off a cliff. But don't jump off the cliff. Let's go to Brian, who's on the line in Ontario, Canada. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Brian. How can I help?
Well, you see, Ken, I actually am entering in my last semester in fall of 2019 of Windsor, Ontario University. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually looking to, I'm actually graduating from a psych bachelor, and I'm looking to get some career advice and what I could do with my degree.
What do you want to do? Let's forget about what you want to do, what you can do with the degree. What is it that you think you want to do?
Well, I actually want to look for a job in my field, but if I can't, I'd like to. I'd like to look to do a startup.
Okay. What do you want to do in your field? Let's just stay focused, because that's why you called. How do I get a job in my field upon graduation? What is the role that you would like to have, or something similar, or multiple roles? Tell me. Don't overthink this. Don't overthink this. You're a young guy. This is not the dream job right now. This is you starting out. So hopefully that'll relax your brain. If I could give you a role in the psychology field, snapping my fingers right now, at an appropriate level for entry level, what would it be?
I would be working for, I'd be working at like an agency, or even, I'd be working at an agency at community living or a disability service agency.
Okay, great. And now that gets you in, and then that gets you on the path. And what would be the dream job in the psychology field? Just say it. Don't think about it. Say it. What is it?
If I were to continue school, I would have liked to be a doctor, but I can't because my grades are not that high.
Okay. But the point is, again, you love psychology. You know you want to be in that field, yes or no?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
You did or you do?
I do.
Okay. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because you need the step-by-step coaching that the book provides. There's five people, five places, and then there's the back section of the book that's all about the practices. What do you do when you're around the right people and in the right places so that you can get opportunities? If you start using the Proximity Principle right now, and that says, in order to do what I want to do, which is be in psychology, helping others in that way, I need to be around people that are doing that. They're in active roles. They're successful in it. And I need to be in places where it is happening. So volunteering at clinics, offering yourself as a free intern. You do whatever it takes. Your grades aren't great, but you might be actually really good at it. And the way you will overcome your grades is by getting in the field and learning and doing and connecting. That's what the Proximity Principle does. So hang on the line. Madison's going to get you a copy of the book. You're the reason I wrote the book. I'm excited to give it to you because it's going to identify a clear path for you. The exact people you need to get around right now. The places you need to get in right now. And stay in and keep getting around those people. And you will move up. Opportunity will find you. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Fighting your fear, doubt, and pride. I am Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So thrilled to have you with us. It's a different kind of talk radio show. That's right. The only shouting that happens on this show is when people call in to do their dream scream. They're stepping into that dream job after the hard work, the commitment, the diligence, the faithfulness. And every once in a while, I'll get a little fired up on behalf of your fear. But boy, oh boy, we're just having a big time. Why? Because it's fun to see people realize their dreams. It's fun to see people step into those sunlight moments. That's why we love the shows we do, the movies we do. Why? Because we all get it. We long to do something that matters, to be something that matters to us. And there's a greater purpose, by the way. It's not just about us. In fact, it's very little about us. It's about others. Why in the world were you given talents and skills? Why were you given a passion? Why does your heart beat fast around certain types of work and ideas and problems and solutions? Why? Is it just for you? No, you know better than that. It's about others. So let's be on purpose for others. 844-747-2577. We go to Houston, Texas, where Jay is on the line. Jay, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Great. I'm so happy to be talking with you, and I just wanted to say you're very, very talented. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you. How can I help today?
Yeah, so I'm kind of in a crossroads. I'm trying to decide between finally pursuing nursing or staying in the IT career that I've kind of fallen into. So a little bit about me is that I am a serial job changer, so I've career changed multiple times. And I think the root cause of everything is because I'm unfulfilled. And it's most of the time, I'm unfulfilled, I'm unhappy, and I'm sometimes chasing money. So I'm kind of at that space now that it's time for me to go, but I want to make sure that...
Sure.
What I'm doing.
Okay.
Be fulfilled.
Okay, great. Jay, let's do this real quick. Position your phone, maybe try to keep your phone still and maybe keep it as close to your mouth as possible because you're really distorted. Let's see if that works.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh my gosh, that's much better. Okay, so...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, don't worry about it. This is just so that I can hear you so I can help you. You didn't do anything wrong. All right, so you're a serial job switcher. You think that nursing is something you want to do, but because you've done so many different jobs, you just want to make absolutely sure. Is that essentially what you were asking me?
Correct.
Okay, great. Why nursing? I want you to tell me, and I don't want you to think about any limitations like money, school, qualifications, connections. I don't want you to think about it. I just want you to think about the role of nursing. Why is it that you want to pursue that? Tell me the why.
I feel like this is not my first time pursuing nursing or thinking about it. I previously thought about it a couple years ago, but
right.
I kind of deterred away from it. I think that deep down inside, the cliche is I want to help people, but I think helping people will kind of fill in that piece of me not being fulfilled.
Right. But I mean, there's a part about nursing that intrigues you. This isn't the first time this has come up.
I would say interacting with people.
Right.
And being able to make a difference in someone's life.
Right. If you
a person's life.
So real quick, give me just a real fun little short 10-second video of what you would just fantasize about nursing looking like. What would be so awesome about it? Take me to a moment. Is it in a hospital? Is it a clinic? Is it for cancer patients? Is it for delivering babies? Is it for checking people into surgery? What I don't care what the answer is, and you don't have to lock into this as the only thing, but I just want you to paint a picture. What about nursing? Give me a 10-second video. Paint a picture.
I would say... it could be nursing, like trying to figure out the root cause of whatever issue that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to interact with the family. So another part of me is like I've had experiences in hospitals where though they're not the doctors, the nurses play a big part in the patient's well-being while they're in the hospital and the families as well. So
right.
Just knowing that like the work that I'm doing to help take care of someone
yeah.
is like very impactful.
Okay, let me ask you this. If I transferred you tomorrow, I just made it all happen. You showed up tomorrow in your favorite scrubs and your fun running shoes, and you're taking care of patients and also interacting with their family members, and it's a moment of anxiety for everybody, and maybe they're a little bit down, but you were taking care of patients and interacting with their families, interacting with the patients, not just caring for them physically, mm-hmm. but caring for them emotionally. How would that feel?
I would feel happy.
Yeah, I think you need happy. To, here's what I think you need to do. I think you need to look into it. I'm not telling you to jump right now, but what I think you need to do is the following. Here's your homework assignment. I want you to actually practice my proximity principle. The proximity principle says in order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people that are doing it. Nurses and in places where nursing is happening. ERs, hospitals, clinics. You need to find some people who are nurses that you know. If you don't know any personally, you do know people who know nurses well. Can I shadow you? Can I take you for coffee? Can I take you to lunch? This is the proximity principle in action. This is low risk. You're just going to go take them to coffee, or you're going to shadow them, and you're going to ask lots of questions, and you're going to get clarity on what all is involved in the role itself. It's going to move your heart, or it won't. If it moves your heart, there's your confirmation that, yes, this is it. If it doesn't move your heart, there's your confirmation that this is not it. Now, you have saved yourself another job hop. So this is what you do. Now, let's just say that it is something that moves your heart. What do I do next? Well, you also have the opportunity to ask questions. How'd you get where you got? What's the basic nursing school requirement? I don't need to go to a fancy nursing school. I just need a nursing degree. How much is that going to cost? How long is that going to take based on your financial reality? All of a sudden, Jay, you've got a plan. You have got a plan. And that's what you do. That's how you use the proximity principle. So go do that. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kayla, who's on the line in Chicago on our affiliate WCGO 1590 AM and 95.9 FM. Kayla, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Okay. So I'm a 26-year-old executive secretary. I've pretty much been on and off doing that, other than briefly leaving to go do other things since I was about 16 years old. So mainly executive secretary, everything else is irrelevant. And I have my bachelor's degree. I got it about 2 years ago. It's in human services. I had the intention of getting my PhD in clinical psychology so I could be a therapist, and then ended up ditching that because, frankly, the school loan debt frightened me. And also because I didn't feel like that passion for it. Like, if I'm going to go into a bunch of debt, I want to be passionate about
it. That's right.
So I think currently right now, I've been a little bit lost. I think I have an idea of the things that I'm passionate about. I just have no idea how to turn them into careers. I think I'm just looking for a little bit of guidance there.
Okay, so you're clear on what you're passionate about, and I'm guessing you also know what you're talented at. You could tell me what you do best, correct? If I asked you, you could say, yeah, these are the things I do best.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. All right, tell you, here's what we're going to do. So I'm going to set you up. We got to go to break in about a minute, okay? But I'm going to hold you over because we got to do some discovery. That's what we got to do. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at what you do best, your top talents, skills, and strengths. These could be character mm-hmm. strengths, things like that. And then we're also going to look at these multiple things you're passionate about. And we're going to find that there is a connection, folks. Watch this. Hang on with us. Stay with us. If you've never heard the show or you've never heard about somebody go through the discovery process, I love doing this. And we're going to do this with Kayla. She knows what she's good at and what she's passionate about. We're trying to help her figure out a career. And I'll bet you that we're going to find that she's hung up on job title instead of function or role. We'll look into that. We'll ask her questions. She has the answers. I don't. We're just going to look for the clues because we use what we do best to perform what we love to do most. It's that simple and powerful. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. You're listening to the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you. It's a show where we focus on your talent, your passion, where they intersect, what you do best, what you love to do most. Why do we focus on that? Because that leads you to your sweet spot. And within the sweet spot, there's multiple roles and career paths that you can select. But it is about meaning, because you are excelling, because you're doing what you love to do with the skills and talents, the tools, if you will, that make it enjoyable, because you're just flowing. You're just flowing. You got the juice. It's not difficult. You're good at it. But more importantly, makes your heart sing. That's what we're talking about. And as we went into break, we had to put Kayla on hold. We're running out of time. And Kayla's calling in from Chicago. And Kayla knows her passions and she knows her talents. We're going to go through those right now, because she's got a lot of ideas. But her specific question is, Ken, can you help me figure out what that sweet spot is so I can see those roles, those jobs, those career paths? So Kayla joins us again. Kayla, all right, let's go. Let's go with the things you do best. Top 2, 3, 4, 5 talents. What do you do best?
Okay. I've been listening to your show for a while. It's funny, just 2 days ago, me and my boyfriend sat down and we like did the whole like talent, skill, strengths, and passion. So I'm going to just read off what I have.
Okay. And hey, before you do, adjust your phone a little bit. You're breaking up. Let's see if we can get you a little clearer.
Okay. Is that better?
That is better. Okay. Tell me what you wrote down.
Okay, perfect. The first thing I have on the list is helping others, specifically emotionally. I deal well with emotion. I'm very organized and analytical, and I'm good with plans.
Good. I'm sorry to interrupt. I cannot understand you. Get it glued to your cheek.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Organized.
I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it. I just need to be able to hear you so I can help you. Organized.
Okay.
Analytical.
Yeah,
what
organized.
Else?
Mm-hmm. Analytical. I have a green thumb. So I'm really good with plans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now tell me about passions. This is work, roles, functions that you come alive with. When you're doing them, you are feeling the juice. Time seems to disappear on you. What do we got?
Okay. I think the number one thing for that is traveling. I love experiencing new places. And I've been traveling pretty much since I was allowed to travel by myself when I was 18. I try and hit a new place every year.
Okay, now I'm gonna stop you right there, because that sounds like a hobby to me, and there are hobby level passions, but unless we have a skill set, a talent, mm-hmm. or something that is connected to the traveling, like, are you just traveling for tourism, or are you like doing something in all these places that feels more like work? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's where I was leading. I like capturing pictures.
Okay.
While I'm in those places.
Right.
So it's really the traveling with the pictures. I kind of have a disconnect with traveling if the pictures aren't involved with it.
Okay.
And then the other passion I have is, it goes along with the green thumb. Like I love working with plants, specifically like tropical indoor plants. Like if I could work in a greenhouse or something, that would be awesome.
Okay. Well, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere, because of the connections that we need to look at. And this is foolproof. And this will help you folks mm-hmm. that are listening in that are in a similar situation. I get the question all the time, Ken, is this a hobby level passion or is it career type work passion? And what we're talking about here when we mm-hmm. say passion, it's not just, is it fun? Is it meaningful?
Yeah.
And so I think the traveling and taking pictures, I think that's, I'm going to tell you right now, looks like a hobby to me. And I'll tell you why. Let's go back to talent, the things you do best. You're really organized and analytical, and you've got a green thumb. Do you see your organizational skills, that natural proclivity to be organized and on top of details, and also being analytical? Do you see that coming into play when you're growing plants?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I hear. Because now look, remember I told you that what we do best and what we love to do most connect. There's the intersection. The sweet spot is where they connect, which means how do we use what we do best to do what we love to do most? Your ability to be organized, analytical, and then I think you've got this ability to, you really understand plants, the caretaking, the details involved there, because growing and maintaining plants is way more detailed and it's very involved, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's way more so than morons like me when I go buy something at the store and think I'm going to do well with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so when I go over to your passion line and you said, boy, if I could work in a greenhouse and tropical plants, I love... See, that's super specific, and that's your heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's your heart informing your brain. So,
okay.
I would tell you that what I see is the sweet spot right now. And again, multiple things you could do here, Kayla, but I think you need to be thinking about your that analytical, super detailed, process-oriented brain and the fact that you've got a green thumb. How are you going to use that in the field, in the area of plants, botany, whatever? You know what I'm saying? And I think that you might, from a hobby standpoint, you know, maybe you are running a greenhouse one day. Maybe it's your own greenhouse. Maybe you're working for yourself, so you need to get in that business. You know, when you do travel, maybe you've got a you're going to tropical places and you're taking pictures of plants, plants you'd like to grow, plants you have grown. Maybe you combine all that and make yourself a real expert in this area. I think that's something you've got to explore. So again, back to the reason I wrote the best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, I'm going to give you a copy of it, Kayla, because I think you've got to begin to use it right now because this is a specific industry and you need to get in proximity to people who are successful in multiple roles in the botany. I'm just going to call it the botany industry. You know what I'm talking about. But that is going to allow you to learn more about the industry. What are the roles? What does it look like? What's involved? What do I need to learn to be able to be qualified? How much is that going to cost me? How long is it going to take? This is why we use proximity. We learn, we do, we connect. And that gives us that confirmation. It gives us the confirmation. Oh, yes. I thought it was going to be to work in a greenhouse. Well, it turns out I'm going to work for one of the top tropical plant companies in the business. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work for somebody like that. And it's going to allow me to travel. You have no idea where this could go, folks. And so Kayla's on that journey right now. That's what's exciting about this. That's why this exercise of the sweet spot is so important. Let's go to a question on Twitter from Scott. If you want to connect with us on social media, all the social media accounts available at kencoleman.com, Twitter at Ken Coleman. Scott says, how do I stay motivated when I'm in baby step two but hate my job? I want to leave, but I need the money. Well, for you non-Dave Ramsey Show listeners, this is debt, paying off debt. Can you pursue the dream while paying off debt? Yes, but you may have to stay in that job, and I'd stop hating it right now because it is your stability. So change your attitude from misery to gratitude. This is allowing me to pay off debt. This job is my platform to step into the future. That's how you shift. That's really, really important that you see it that way. To connect with us on social media, facebook.com/Ken Coleman Show, at Ken Coleman on Twitter, and at Ken Coleman on Instagram. We're also on YouTube as well. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreeleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.